Kidnappings are so rampant in Bihar, India, that kidnapping has been described as an industry there. Today, in parts of Bihar, voters are choosing a new state government, and the election is divided into multiple stages. One reason is security, as NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
For a man who spent the best part of his 72 years saving lives, Dr. Ram Charitra Ram is surprisingly quick on the draw. In a heartbeat, the orthopedic surgeon whips out a gun from beneath his desk in his hospital office and unzips it from its holder.
This is a revolver, Webley, 3-2. This is for safety. I am not to kill somebody. Protect myself.
Dr. Ram's one of many thousands kidnapped in recent years in the North Indian state of Bihar, where he runs a private hospital. He's determined not to let it happen again. That's why there's an armed guard outside his office door, and that's why he has a gun.
Now I cannot be kidnapped. I can be murdered. Somebody can murder me. But no kidnapping now. I refuse myself to go with the kidnappers. Either I'll kill them or they will have to kill me.
Bihar is India's poorest state. Its per capita income's the equivalent of $75 a year. Once important industries like jute and sugar are in severe decline, but there is one new one. When people here talk of the e-business, they don't mean India's technology sector. E stands for extortion.
It's rampant. Doctors are terrified. Everybody is working under the shadow of fear.
Dr. Ram was one of the first to be seized in a kidnapping epidemic which stretches back 15 years. India's National Crime Records Bureau says more than 27,000 people were abducted in Bihar from 1992 to 2002. That's an average of more than six every day. And that's considered an underestimate, as many kidnappings are unreported. Ram managed to persuade his captors to release him unscathed. He says he paid no ransom. Others weren't so lucky. A few months ago, a young surgeon who refused to cave in to extortion demands was murdered in his surgery by a man posing as a patient. In protest, the state's entire health service went on strike for 3 days. A busload of children arrives for the start of the school day. This is Bihar's capital, Patna, a grubby and chaotic sprawl alongside the Ganges River. The kidnappers also target children, knowing that parents are almost certain to pay ransom. N.D. Grover's state director of a nationwide network of private schools, which includes this one.
We are so got to used to kidnapping that now it's no longer a news for us. This is the largest industry. But this is in Bihar only, not everywhere in the country. Bihar is most unfortunate. God has given Bihar so many other gifts of nature, but not given them humanity or honesty.
Like the doctors, Bihar's school children have resorted to mass protests. Last month, they held marches and symbolic hunger strikes when a 14-year-old local boy was kidnapped trying to board a school bus and held for 2 weeks. Hindustan Times journalist Rai Atul Krishna has a child at the boy's school.
It has worried me tremendously. In fact, it has worried every parent tremendously. In fact, and whosoever can afford this is sending his or her child to study somewhere outside Bihar, either with relatives or in boarding schools.
At another Patna school, two guards with shotguns patrol the playground as the students take a morning break. The principal, Upendra Kumar Roy, says the kidnappers are usually uneducated and poor, but he says they know how to do their homework.
First of all, they study the whereabouts of the children, whereabouts of the parents, and the status of the parent, and what is he in form of the wealth that he has accumulated in his lifetime. So they go after the wealth.
In the centre of Patna, a crowd's registering for this month's multi-stage state elections now underway. These will determine whether Bihar remains under the de facto control of one of India's most controversial politicians, Lalu Yadav. He's dominated Bihar for the past 15 years, accumulating a reputation as a flamboyant popularist and also a pile of unresolved corruption-related charges. Bihar's kidnapping industry is a big election issue and one that could prove damaging to him and his party. Journalist Rai Atul Krishna again.
The conventional wisdom in Bihar is that kidnapping has flourished so much because it has got political patronage. Top politicians actually give protection to kidnappers. And in some cases, they are the sponsors also. It is alleged.
The police declined to be interviewed by NPR. They say they're doing all they can. There's little evidence this is making much difference, though. Some reports say Bihar's kidnapping gangs are now so confident they're fixing up payment plans, releasing victims if they agree to pay ransom by monthly installments. For now, Dr. Ram's revolver will likely remain under his hospital desk. Philip Reeves, NPR News.